Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth. We've got our weekly updates with the manager, Andy Scott. Andy, let's talk about last weekend. First of all, FA Cup fourth qualifying round action at the Electrical Services Stadium. A fantastic 2-0 victory over Torquay United for the Shots.
It was a really good win for us. Good performance, nice and solid. We had to change the side around. We had a couple of injuries, but the team that played was fantastic. You know, through to the next round, which is key. You know, after last year, we wanted to sort of lay to rest the ghosts of last year, and I think we've gone some way to doing that.
As you can see, Josh Scott on the score sheet again.
Yeah, done really well. He's played wide midfield. We wanted more attacking players on the pitch to be able to score more goals, and Josh has played really, really well there the last couple of games, and scored 3 and 2, so we can't ask much more than that, really.
Now, we'll also talk more about the first round of the FA Cup next week, but let's get your reaction initially to a tough tie away to Portsmouth.
Yeah, it's tough, but it's a fantastic draw for the football club. They regularly get 15,000, 16,000 there. Financially, it's a big boost for the club and put some more money in the coffers, and but also for the fans to be able to have a away day at a team that won the cup 6 years ago, and we want to go there and give ourselves a right good go and trying to beat them and get into the next round. So it's a massive game. It's a great draw for the club, but we've got to concentrate on Gateshead from now on and get that out of the way, and then we can look forward to Portsmouth and everything that brings.
Absolutely, taking one game at a time. So let's talk about this Saturday's match then at the Electrical Service Stadium in the Vanarama Conference, home against Gateshead currently fourth on 30 points. Shots only 9 points behind on 15th, but it's a tough one.
It is a tough game. They're a good side. They've invested heavily in their side, and we were unlucky not to get 3 points up there a month ago, and they scored in the last minute. So we know how to play against them. They are a good side. They've got some good players, and spent a lot of money, and losing playoff finalists last year, they want to go one better this year. So it's a tough game, and they are to beat away from home. They make life difficult for you. So, but we're on a really good run of form at home recently. We like playing at home, and we've got our tails up a little bit there, and we need to continue the momentum we've had over the last three or four games and make sure that we come up with the points that we deserve.
And also a good boost to that win last week in the FA Cup fourth qualifying round will hopefully lead the confidence into the match.
Yeah, it's about playing well. The performances have been much better. I think in October we didn't really get the points that we deserved, and we should have got something at Chester. We beat Alfreton, played really well against Bristol Rovers, and could have quite easily got the 3 points there, and likewise against Dartford, their keeper's been man of the match. So we're close. Performance wise has been much, much better. We've really improved in that, and the intensity of our work, the training, we've manoeuvred training around and changed it a little bit just to try and move things up a little bit and improve things, and it's worked. We just need to get a few more players back fat fit, and then we'll have a full complement to choose from as well.
Yeah, how are the injuries at the moment, because we seem to be talking about them week after week?
Yes, you sort of bring a couple in, get a couple in, and a couple get fit, and then another couple go down. So we've been unfortunate with injuries, but we're getting closer. Maybe you might get one back for the weekend, but certainly for the Portsmouth game we're looking at, we could be nearly a full complement.
And since we last spoke towards the end of last week, you brought in a striker on loan from Colchester, Dan Holman.
Yeah, he had a terrific debut against Torquay. He was outstanding in his movement. He held the ball up, he was strong, he worked extremely hard, created chances for everybody, and worked really well with Brett, and they worked pretty well together. So we were struggling scoring goals, and we've got improved options now with the introduction of Dan Holman and Andre McCollin. Obviously Josh scoring a few goals for us has been a massive fillip for the team, so we're getting there slowly but sure. It's taken a little bit longer than we'd liked it to have done, but we definitely see signs of improvement.
Alright, fantastic, Andy, thanks for joining us as always.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
This is Rich Wyeth, and we just had our weekly update from boss man Andy Scott here on Shots Radio.